After playing around in that Bermuda Triangle for a while, probably about 10 minutes, we all got in and out and walked around and jumped in and out of it several times. We were standing outside of it, and Mr. Andrews suddenly said, "Look," and pointed down in the center of it, and there in the center of it were the glasses belonging to Mrs. Jones. And that was the first time she realized that when she had fallen down or been knocked down, her glasses fell off, and all of a sudden, there they were in the center of a triangle that all of us had tromped in and out of for 10 minutes. They could not have been there before. They were not there before, and now suddenly they were appearing in the center of that triangle. We were just astonished. Then we just wondered, what about a vortex that operated like a black hole? The glasses were not there. Now they were there. Where had they been? And so she picked up the glasses and put them on. The glasses were not even slightly damaged. And we just stood and thought for a while, tried to gain a perspective about it. I just searched for a way for it to make sense. But then I think we acknowledged that we were in a level of awareness right now where pretty much nothing made sense, and all types of supernatural things were happening to us, so we just simply accepted it as part of our experience, as part of our seance, perhaps the beginning of our seance, where we had begun our seance without meaning to, in a kind of Bermuda Triangle that had scooped up a pair of glasses and given them back to us. And so we decided right away, well, let's hurry on down St. George Street to my apartment and get this seance going, because obviously we have a lot more things in store for us, a lot more really exciting experiences, and plenty of things that we're not going to be able to understand anyway. And we just acknowledged that we were in the realm of the experiential, and we had left completely behind the realm of the analytical, where we could put a rhyme or reason to any of things that were happening, and that was exactly where we wanted to be. So we left and we went down to my apartment on St. George Street.